Hi, Natasha.
Hello.
Hi, Natasha. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, so far so good. It's been a busy morning, but a good problem to have, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
So I guess what position is available, and I don't know if it's just kind of a revolving, like the top five or top however many get on that page, or I guess how that all works.
Yeah, so with Google Ads, the ones that you see in Sponsored, those ones rotate, but Google Places, the one that we're talking about, those three people like next to the map there, it stays consistently.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you don't have to worry about rotating or falling off the page or anything like that. As far as categories, you're in a general contractor category, mainly because of your business name fell under contracting, Bighorn Contracting.
Right.
So they put you in GC, but usually what happens when we start a new campaign in the GC category is we interview the business owner after sign up. We do like what's called a client interview. And in that interview, they'll go over all the services you provide, and we customize the campaign to your business. So that way, being listed like specifically for like fencing or decking or, you know, the specific types of jobs that you're trying to target and in the areas that you're willing to cover. So it's a customized targeted marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
The major benefit to you, though, is that we have availability for a Google Places placement for general contractors because, you know, it's highly sought after because you don't have to pay per lead and they don't rotate. It's just a flat monthly rate. And, you know, usually when a spot opens up, my reps like Tara, they get a list and they kind of just go down it until we find the qualified company that wants to fill it. Once we fill it, it's closed out. So you basically have to wait for somebody to, like, discontinue or leave in order to have this conversation again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. But as far as cost, it really just depends on what you want to do. There's month-to-month options. There's 3 months, 6 months, and 12-month prepaid that you could do as well that also make it a lot more affordable throughout the year. So it's really at your own discretion. A lot of times what we see is business owners are like, hey, I just kind of want to try this out and see what happens first. So we end up offering the month-to-month agreement to them.
Okay.
But it's not always the most inexpensive to stay on that agreement. Usually at some point, we definitely would recommend doing 3, 6, or 12 because that's where you end up saving money. Okay. The most money, I should say. But your company's new, so I could apply a new in business credit. And since you already have your own website, we will have to build one for you. That'll definitely help make things more affordable as well. Typically, our platinum package that comes with the website build and hosting, they usually want $499 with a $299 setup fee. But what I was thinking we could do is we could waive the setup fee. Since you already have the site, we'll do your Google verification and profile optimization on the house, and then I'll reduce the monthly cost down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis. So that way you guys are only looking at about $10 a day if you break it down. And then I could lock you in at that rate. So you'll actually keep that pricing structure indefinitely. That won't go back up or change on you.
Okay. So $299 a month is what we're looking at?
Correct. $299 a month, month to month, and then there's no other charges. That's an all-inclusive pricing structure, so you don't have to worry about any other bills popping up as far as like lead fees or click fees or call fees.
Okay. My husband is traveling today, so I would love to just check with him on that. But so getting this set up, there's no contract. So if we did, say, decide to not continue, there would be no fee to discontinue, right?
Exactly, yeah. If he goes, hey, I don't want to do this long term, you know, you guys can back out. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind.
Okay. I think it would be beneficial to us and making sure we get those jobs when people search that on Google for sure.
The most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 17 years, so
right, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If you guys could do anything with home advisor, I'm sure you'll do great with this, Natasha.
Yeah, yeah. And I just asking, is there any way I could also change the phone number that's associated with the account? Because we have a new business number, and I was trying to get it all transferred over to that phone number, and I guess I missed one because you guys called this phone today.
No, absolutely. So we do a name, address, and phone number cleanup on all listings when we submit your account to Google today. So that's a good thing. Usually that's part of the setup fee, but even though I waive the setup fees, we're still doing those things for you. So the name, address, and phone number cleanup is going to come with it when I submit the profile to Google.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. So let me create the account and get the submission ready. On the first page of Google, you can only have that one phone number. So let's go ahead and start with that. What's the primary line of contact?
It's going to be 605-645-0692.
Okay. Let me repeat this back to you. I got 605-645-0692.
Yes.
All right. Let me go and update. And then I can save this 480-318-3427 just in case we need to get a hold of you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you get texting on this number?
Texting on both, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I sent you the pricing page earlier, so I just wanted to confirm that the text goes through because they'll send you an outline of the agreement in writing, and they'll also send you access to a tracking system. We have an app that you could download and keep track of all the leads and everything you're getting from us and kind of oversee the campaign. Then also you want to request reviews through there. And then they're also going to send you a Google verification form that you'll have to fill out. It'll ask to send in like any license or insurance that you have or if it's required by the state. So we verify these guys, and that's what gives people peace of mind to just hire you right then and there. They know you're real. You're legitimate.
<Heck yeah.
laughs> Okay. So Google's going to send this PIN to you in the mail. It's called the PIN verification letter. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is. Now, I can hide the street address if you do business from home and you don't want it displayed. That's totally fine. But what's the address that I could send the PIN verification letter to?
It'll be 15 Jackson Street.
15 Jackson Street.
Yep, 15. Yep.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Okay, 15 Jackson Street. Okay, I found it. Deadwood 57732?
Yep.
Okay. Update.
And yeah, we would like to hide our address on there.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Perfect. Took the words right out of my mouth. Okay, I got you. So it'll still say Deadwood, and like a city, state, and zip. Actually, everything will be present there. It just won't have the street address, and then we'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions and place the PIN in the nearest cross street.
Okay.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Natasha?
Brown.
Brown, okay. And you are authorized to make this decision on behalf of Bighorn Contracting today?
Yes.
Okay, just want to confirm. And then what's the business email address where I can send everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure? And then I'll also send the invoice receipt so you guys can write it off as a business expense later.
Yeah, that would be great. It's Bighorn Contractor. Mm-hmm. At gmail.com.
Okay, got an update. Okay, and that came back as valid. That's good. So I know that'll go through. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
We were kind of playing around with that because obviously it's a little bit different, right? We don't have a storefront or anything. But I think we were going Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. is what we were thinking.
Okay. This is just for phone calls, really. I mean, but 8 to 7, Monday through Friday. What about the weekends? Mm-hmm. Do you have Saturday and Sunday at all?
We didn't really discuss Saturdays and Sundays. That was more of our work. I mean, is there an option to say?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I
would recommend by appointment only. So that way they can call you, but your actual work hours will be displayed as like 8 to 7. So you know, to them, it kind of looks like
yeah, that would be great.
Call, but likely they'll have to come out during the week.
Right. That'd be great.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then we're going to want to schedule this client interview. The client interview is where we go over like the keywords, the service area cover, you know, just make sure we customize the campaign and are representing Bighorn Contracting properly on that first page. There are other things that are going to be provided in your package, by the way. So we have a pre-existing relationship with a lot of other search engines and directories. Just okay. Being a Google partner, it kind of comes with it. So when we submit your profile, they kind of take what Google has as like the most up-to-date and kind of like the Bible or like the truth. So okay. So on these other platforms, you'll get submitted to things like the Bing search engine, Apple, Safari, Yelp, Yellow Pages, there's Thumbtack, there's Amazon Alexa voice search results, and there's also a Facebook business profile that's created, and they'll run some Facebook ads through it if you don't have a Facebook page or are running any Facebook ads. So those are all part
okay,
of the service.
Yeah, we, no. Go ahead. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
We do have a Facebook page. We don't have any Facebook ads currently that we're
okay.
running.
Okay, so the way they'll do that, though, is they'll ask you for access to it. They'll show you how to add us as a manager, and then they'll run the ads through the existing business Facebook profile. They're not going to create a duplicate Bighorn Contracting profile. So we'll walk
okay.
you through that during the client interview as well. But usually a client interview is about 30 to 40 minutes. We do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
Oh, could we do it? My husband gets home tomorrow or tonight, late tonight.
We could do tomorrow. We usually like to do same day.
Yeah.
But if it's something where you want him involved, then yeah, we could schedule it for tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I would really like him involved, just so he can be on the same page of everything that's happening with this. So could we do like as 5:30 Mountain Time too late tomorrow?
I can do 4 to 5 Mountain Time. That's the latest
Cause
one that
I,
they have. Because we're in California, so
okay.
we're only an hour behind you. Yeah,
oh, I got you.
The last one's 3 to 4.
Okay. My last meeting of the day for my current work is at 4 o'clock Mountain Time.
Shoot. I mean, I could have them call you like closer to 4:30, you know, or like after 4. But we usually want to knock
yeah,
it out like within that
possible.
Hour.
Okay.
Okay. I'll schedule it between 4 and 5 because that's the last available like full hour window. But I'll send them a message
okay.
and tell them to give you like 15, 20 minutes at least before they actually call. Give me some time to kind of
yeah,
get ready.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because if it goes over, that's fine. They'll get paid overtime anyway. Their job is to make sure you're good.
Okay, perfect.
All right. So let me go ahead and save. Oh, nice. I like the logo here, too. It pops up on the Gmail.
Awesome. Okay.
All right, perfect. So it's locked in there. And then the first month payment, because of discounts, they'll have it be non-refundable on the first month. So I want to disclose okay. that with you. Everything moving forward, though, it's month to month. It'll be set up to automatically renew each month on the 17th day. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. If you do decide to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing's due so we could stop the automated billing cycle. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
So can we do, let's see, one second.
Okay.
Log into my account. Okay. So we'll just do this account. Let me grab my card.
No worries.
I'm sorry.
Actually, take your time with that. I'm going to see if I can get your PIN sent out right now.
Okay.
Those things take a while. It usually takes like 5 to 7 days just to get to you in the mail.
Oh, I gotcha. And whenever you're ready, I have that number or that card
okay.
number for you.
Okay. Let me just verify. So on this, does it just say Natasha Brown or is there any like middle initial or the business name?
Just Natasha Brown for this one.
Okay. And the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending this PIN verification letter to?
No, this one will be different.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
So it's P.O. Box 198, Lead, L-E-A-D, okay. South Dakota.
Got it.
57754.
57754, okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, 5108 05 0. Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay. 0501.
0501.
6818.
6818.
9145.
9145. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
It's going to be 10 of 27.
10 of 27. And then 3-digit code on the back.
It's going to be 147.
147. Okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, all calls are recorded for quality assurance. To ensure the accuracy of this order for your business, can you please state the business name?
Bighorn Contracting.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Natasha Brown, owner.
Right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Bighorn Contracting today?
Yes.
Okay, I know I already asked that, but they try to make us double do it before we authorize any kind of transaction. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, Natasha, it's important that you and your husband are actively involved in the campaign, meaning that we want you to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us and your customers within a reasonable period of time. Okay.
Perfect.
And then it says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, we would like you to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. That way we can make sure that you're not paying for any listings that we've already created for you or duplicating anything.
I don't think so. I guess my question, I was setting this up through Google before, and I never was able to get the payment to go
verified
through, so I don't know if.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's.
No, there's no
anything
account
out there
floating around.
Okay.
It looks like there was an attempt to create and verify a Google business profile, not actually an ad.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say that there was any kind of like payment or an actual ad campaign that was running.
Okay. Perfect. I just wanted to double check.
The verification process is just to make it so you guys like finally exist on Google, you know, so that way you have that Google business profile. Yeah. So we're going to get that knocked out. That's the first thing that we're going to do, you know, because we got to get into the back of that profile. And that's actually what we move up to the first page of the search results. So since we're building everything from scratch like that for you guys, we do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months. But again, it is month to month. You're not buying it to anything long term. Just a recommendation.
Okay.
And then let me go ahead and process this. When your payment clears, you're going to receive an outline of the agreement in writing. You have to sign off on that. Okay. You're also going to get that Google verification form and access to the tracking system that we talked about.
Okay, perfect.
That tracking system is going to be your best friend, especially if you guys are like missing calls. It'll save their information. You can call him back. And then when he's finished on jobs, you can also go in there and actually send the client a request for a review. It's like a little text message and ask them to leave the star rating and type out a little review on how they did. That'll help us build the reputation up. Because being on the first page is good and it'll drive traffic. But if you got a 5-star rating, it just helps that much more, you know? So.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely make sure he's taking care of people and keep it moving in the right direction. All right, so I just hit pay on the account. So it usually takes about 30 to 60 seconds for these texts to come through. I just want to make sure you know how to get to the subscription terms to sign off on and that Google verification form and inside the tracking system. And I will let you enjoy the rest of your day until tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
So let me know when these come through. Looks like payment cleared. Nothing? Nothing yet?
Okay. Just got it.
Okay. Let's see which one came through first this time. Is this the please click here to accept the subscription terms?
First one was the welcome and the credentials for the client dashboard. Ooh, is there any way we could get the username changed to that other number?
Yeah, you have to manually change it, though, when you log in. So this is just temporary credentials.
Okay.
Once you log into there, it'll ask you if you'd like to change it, and you could just swap it out.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And then I just got another one. Thank you for choosing Mogul Splash. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yep. That's the outline of the agreement in writing. So everything's documented in black and white. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. So this will have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and it'll ask you to sign off. And this is good to have documented too, so that way we make sure that you don't like duplicate any other online listings or end up paying for something that you already have, and you can show your other half that this is what you signed up for, right?
Okay, perfect. And I can always click back on this and to pull this up or
all of this is hard copied and sent to your email as well. All these texts that you're getting.
Oh, perfect.
So it's all double documented, and then we have it on file and you'll have it on file, so that way there's no confusion. Even if I croak one day, you're still getting the same deal.
Okay.
Not that I'm planning on croaking, but
none of us do, right?
Yeah. And I never know nowadays. I feel like everybody's getting sick every now and then, ever since COVID happened.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's insane. Yeah,
word.
Absolutely.
It's a yucky word.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's just one of those, like, let's just all forget that existed, because, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wish we could, some of the lasting effects. Who knows what's going to start happening to people over the years with all the vaccines and stuff that happened. But
mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Okay. We're working on your account. Please check back in 1 to 3 business days.
Okay. So that must be for your verification. And then the last one, that must be for your subscription terms. And then the last one's going to be the Google verification form. So the Google verification form actually gets submitted to Google. So they got to hear all this stuff from you now, right? We're submitting it, and then we're going to have you submit it. And so this will ask you for a series of different photos. It's pretty easy. You can just kind of tap upload, and it'll flip around to the camera, and you could upload the files and whatnot. But, if you are having any problems with it, 24/7 customer service, our number's attached to every text and email that you get from us. So we can always walk you through it.
Okay.
At the bottom, it lets you know if he's missing anything or if you guys are missing anything. Just give us as best you can. We can always do like a video verification. As long as you check the box that you're okay with that, they'll do like a Google Meet with you and just verify your listing over the phone if we need to. So that'll be done directly with the Google headquarters here in Southern California. All right.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, so it's usually just a wrap and a phone call. I don't think we'll have to cross that bridge, but if there's something major missing, like the ones with the red asterisks next to them are kind of like the more important ones. So if there's something like that missing, then usually they go to the video call.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our Local Splash team here. Looking forward to getting everything up and running and making some money with you guys. Again, like I reiterate, I just want to reiterate my statement earlier. If you or your other half have any questions, comments, concerns, don't hesitate to call. We kind of assume that everybody we work with is like 5 years old and computer illiterate. We don't expect you guys to do anything, really, but if you are running into stuff where it's like, I don't know what this question is while we're getting everything set up, and so just call in, okay? And then also moving forward, if you want to change like the phone number swap, hopefully we won't have to change that again. I already got it. But if something like that happens or like a name change, you add an LLC, let us know right away so that way we can make sure the customers are getting the most accurate and up-to-date information.
Okay. So Bighorn Contracting is an LLC. I don't know if.
Okay. Do you want it displayed? It's optional.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be beneficial, I think, because it is a state registered business.
Definitely adds a lot of legitimacy. So let me go ahead and and switch this to LLC. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. All well, right. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, those are the kind of fixes that we need, right? So I submitted the forms that I've already processed under Bighorn Contracting. Will just say Bighorn Contracting, still fully applicable. It's not going to change anything in the agreement. But online, I have updated it. So now it will display the LLC there.
Perfect.
All right. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day today, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow afternoon around 4:15, 4:30, knock out that client interview with you.
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.